7:21, Angelo Hightower is joining me this morning. He is running as an independent for the Williamson County Commissioner's Office this morning. First off, Angelo, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. You off to put your uniform on here in about 15, 20 minutes, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. It's never ending.
I mean, that's how I know you primarily, as a police officer, seeing you around town, seeing you on patrol, seeing you at the bank, like one of the last times I ran into you. I mean, that's kind of how I know you, but Williamson County Commissioner's Office, you're seeking a little change of venue.
Oh, yeah. This has been on my radar. Initially, I was the path I was planned on taking, which didn't work out, was I was going to run for mayor and hopefully do a term or two and then look towards the county board to kind of expand, you know, my responsibilities and be able to affect, you know, positive change in more people's lives. But it didn't work out. Oddly enough, losing expedited the process.
Running as an independent, why that choice?
Well, I mean, that's just where my politics lie. I think that, people need more than just a binary choice. I mean, it shouldn't just be Democrat or Republican. And frankly, I think both of them have not always served our interests well. You know what I mean? And I don't like being boxed into a certain set of ideology. You know, I think that, just having two choices only, it leads to division in our country and, of course, leads to gridlock and, you know, things don't get done very well. So, I think that the taxpayers suffer as a result. But I just like to get people more than just a binary choice. And, you know, that's just where my politics lie. And, you know, luckily I was able to get on the ballot as an independent.
So what do you think the biggest problem facing Williamson County is right now?
Well, as far as the county goes, as I talk to many employees, there seems to be a disconnect between the board and a lot of the employees. Now, I'm not going to place blame on, you know, or anything like that. I'm not going to disparage anyone, but that just seems to be the overriding theme. And so what I plan on doing is trying to bridge the disconnect and, you know, have more mediums of communication and, you know, just, you know, to try to make things a little more smoother, because when you have that much, disappointment in the board or whatever, I just think that, you know, we all lose. Let's take the sheriff's department, for example. They have a big turnover right now because, you know, that there's a lot of people who feel disaffected and, you know, they don't feel like they're being listened to, and, you know, and that's not the only department. And again, I'm not going to cast aspersions on any current board members or anything, but my job is, when I get on the board, is to try to fix it and not assign blame.
Now, the open seat that you're looking to occupy, Ron Ellis, in a recent conversation with him, telling me $1 million short in the budget because of COVID-19. Williamson County Board does have a good history of working within its abilities financially, but that $1 million, in my kind of rule of thumb, for every dollar, 70 cents is payroll, and that concerns me when it comes to Williamson County and facing that revenue shortfall.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, and that's one of the reasons why I think Cindy Bunch and her Walker's Bluff project will go a long way in filling that gap. I think they're expecting like a $2.75 million in profits for the county, and that doesn't include ancillary costs, as you know. So hopefully between that and, you know, let's every department taking a look at their finances. And by the way, you know, the budget shouldn't just be an annual process. It should be an ongoing process. I mean, you shouldn't just meet with department heads and ask them to trim fat or, you know, to take a look at their budget around budget time. But you should meet at least a monthly basis and make sure that everybody is meeting their financial goals. I mean, I just think that's a more prudent way to do it rather than just annually.
You know, as a resident of Williamson County, my current fear of the unknown, sure, that $1 million shortfall. I thought it was interesting that you say, look, we've got a way of plugging this with Walker's Bluff. But let's take that $1 million shortfall tonight and the prospect of lost revenues for the county because of a closure of a portion of the power plant, one of their generating power plants, and loss of revenues that will be resulted there. That has me concerned as well as other members of the county board.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think Boss would be a good contact for that, or a representative of Boss. I'm sure he's working hard to keep that in the county. I'm not sure to the extent, you know, if his efforts are futile or not. But and that's another thing, as a county board member, you want to have a good relationship with our local national representatives, which if I have a good rapport with Senator Fowler, with Representative Severin, and, you know, I would try to establish a good rapport with Boss. I hadn't had a whole lot of contacts with him. But those are some of the contacts that you can make to, you know, to help the citizens of Williamson County.
Since I met you many years ago, I've kind of monitored your social media feed. And I've noticed on more than one occasion, you've come right out, known things, and shared. Your desire to be transparent. You tell people what is going on. I mean, you kind of pull the curtain back, is the way I look at this. And I do note that the way you do this on social media is very well received by people who follow you.
Oh, yeah, and people appreciate transparency. I mean, of course, it's been much to the consternation of some of my other, you know, board members.
I have noticed that as well. That, you know, the people, you're saying, what are you doing talking about this out in public, right? But at the other hand, the people are saying, thank you for sharing. I mean, I see thank you a lot in your media feed when you do that, when you do pull back of the curtain.
Sure, and, you know, people have a right to know. And, you know, as far as meetings go, that brings me to another point. With Williamson County, I noticed their meetings are at 10 a.m. for the most part of their main meetings. I know they have special meetings, continued meetings, et cetera, that may be at various times. But the one at 10 a.m., that's not very conducive to maximum participation. And I think that's something that needs to be changed to allow for maximum participation for citizens, something in the evening or whatever. And that's just one part. If I'm elected, I'll make sure that I go to the people and not just have them meet, you know, at the official meetings. I'll meet at restaurants, parks, you know, their homes. I mean, like when I first got on the city council in Marion, I went to people's houses. I took a notepad and a pen, and I took notes. You know, I mean, there's a reason why we have two ears and one mouth. You know, you listen. And I'll make as many attempts as possible to reach out to people and find out how I can make their lives better in this county.
You know, it's interesting that before you go on, I told people you were joining me, and I got a text this morning saying, hey, you know, say hi. I used to work with him. I mean, military and then right to law enforcement out of the military. Is that right, Angelo?
Yeah. Yes, I was also a cop in the military, too.
Yeah, that's a tough job. My brother was doing that, and he told me that was one of the hardest jobs he ever had.
Well, you know, it can be challenging, but it also can be rewarding as well. I mean, it's not a whole lot of jobs that you can make as much of a positive impact on people's lives as an officer. And I've had people come up to me that said, I've changed your lives. You know, people I've arrested, people I've sent to prison. I mean, which you talk about gratifying. We have a person who you sent to prison come back to you with tears in their eyes and say how you've changed their life. I mean, it's just a feeling that I can't even describe.
You know, you talked about long-term planning fiscally. So let's just for a moment pretend COVID-19 isn't here, or we've gone to the backside of it and it's an afterthought. You talked about long-term planning. What should Williamson County be doing? If we can pull C-19, the filter off our eyes a minute, and try to look at our future, what should we be planning for in Williamson County to ensure people of the county are safe, we're financially secure, and the resources at our hand that are needed? How do we accomplish these goals?
Well, I mentioned it earlier in the interview. I talked about how the budget process should be an ongoing process. If we meet with all stakeholders, that is department heads, you know, people who are ahead of the department, like not just appointed department heads, but elected officials, as well as the people who work under them. You know, we all get together and get a common set of goals, and also to the citizens, you know, get everyone together. Figure out what our county priorities are, and everybody work towards a common goal, and that's have benchmarks throughout the year to make sure that we're fulfilling them. And then there's certain programs I like to, you know, see instituted, you know, with the, you know, extra revenue. But I don't know if we have time today, but maybe another time I'll discuss those initiatives.
Good, let's do that, because there's something else I want to ask you about.
Sure.
You had made a commitment to donate a portion of your salary as county commissioner. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. And it was inspired by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, where years ago they decided that they're going to give, I think, at least 50% of their fortune away to charity. And I was wanting to do it public office holder style, where I personally going to pledge at least 5% of my salary to the county, just for various initiatives, charity, coach for kids, or what have you. And I'm hoping to inspire other elected officials in this county to do the same. Imagine the revenue that we can generate from that. And what I would like to primarily do is have a mentoring program countywide. As a police officer, I've seen a lot of kids in bad situations, and you know, where they don't have a whole lot of positive behavior to emulate at home. And I think that that would go a long way, you know, just countywide, you know, having a mentoring program for kids. And that's one of the things that my salary partially can fund, you know, along with other like-minded public officials in the county. But I have a lot more details that I can talk to you about, but that's just a synopsis of the program.
Hey, before I let you go, law enforcement, is meth still the problem that it once was? Where are we at on that spectrum in Williamson County? I know you do a lot of time talking and hitting the streets, so I was wondering what your thoughts were.
Well, unfortunately, that's one of those things that it's a recurring problem. Just when you think you have a handle on it, it resurfaces. And, you know, and the thing is, I'm not sure that if we're fighting the war on drugs the correct way. I think we're focused more on the enforcement aspect of it rather than the underlying causes on why people turn to drugs in the first place. And until we do that, you know, we're always going to see a problem with it. Of course, I have ideas on how to do that, which we probably don't have time to discuss.